This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. Now, I could tell that Zeke, in the run-up to this, while we're talking before we started this, I was basically doing the show with Zeke, and Zeke just pointed out to me, we need to be doing this on the air.
I have learned that the hard way so many times. You know, I've read books upon books about broadcasting once I got into the whole podcasting world. And one of the things, you know, the king of all media, Howard Stern, has said is they have a rule. Like when they go to commercial break or when a guest comes in before they start going to air, they're not allowed to talk because that's when some of the best stuff happens, and if you try to recreate it on the air, it sounds fake. So as we're talking, I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, are we recording? we need to get this on air. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I've always
been the one to say, hey, I've had to tell other people this, but I was so in, so anyway, I had to be brought back to earth. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
Anytime.
I appreciate you being there to pull me back down. So anyway, so let's start the geeking out. So with now Zeke, how long have you been carrying? Well, your carry gun has been the SIG P365 Macro for how long now?
Yeah. I think I'm going on 6 months now. Somewhere in there. It was... Hang on. No. Am I pushing a year now? It may be almost a year. Because I got it like the month after it came out. It may have been after that. I don't know. It's been almost a year. We'll just say that. If I'm wrong, then nobody will ever know.
Right. So, I've never lasted that long with a carry gun.
Really? Never?
Well, I've tried to like the out-of-the-box stock Glocks. I have found that the Terran Tactical ones are the best ones for me to carry. So in a lot of cases, I will default to the Terran Tactical Glock 26 Combat Carry Pistol. Because it's just so good. It's just so good. And, I mean, it'll take any of the double-stack 9mm magazines that Glock makes for the platform. So I'll carry, you know, I've got the standard, well, it's not a standard, it's a plus two, so I'll carry 12 in the gun. I've got a Glock 19 mag as my backup. And in the truck, I carry four 21 rounders. So all of that works pretty good. I have a fairly decent reserve with that little pistol. But sometimes I kind of think maybe a slightly larger pistol if you are going to actually get, if there's a, and there's a little bit behind this too. So yesterday, let me lay the story for you. So yesterday, my son is getting ready to start a new job, and we were going to help him get some pants. And what he needed were like military style pants, like the Proper or the 511, you know, the cargo pocket or BDU style pants. Only one place in town sells them. It's the local Army Navy store. So we go there, and while we're there, all of a sudden this storm, we see the storm coming. But, you know, this is the upstate of South Carolina. We don't really have really violent things happen that often. So we see the storm coming in, and while we're sitting there paying for everything, all of a sudden the wind whips up, and I mean to a degree where it's blowing things on the display down the sidewalk, and he's having to go catch them and close the door.
What in the world?
And then a deluge starts. So we get into the vehicle and
a deluge.
Yeah, cloudburst.
Color me impressed.
What? A cloudburst occurs. It's like a supercell storm happening. We're going down the road, and thankfully I drive a internal combustion engine pick-em-up truck, a Ford F-150, with four-wheel drive. We're going down the road, and everything starts to jam up. Now, this is just rain at this point, but it's a lot of rain.
Right.
I mean, in some places, if you'd gotten out, it would have been knee deep. So I've been around this area a while, so I start pulling into streets that I know that will feed me into another street. And I'm working my way back, trying to work my way back to the house. Then the hailstorm starts. The hailstorm turned the ground white. I'm surprised. I haven't assessed my truck yet. I need to go out there and assess it because there may have been some damage done to it. But we have to fight our way through that. Now, the rain is still coming down. And, I mean, all of a sudden, I'm just seeing all these cars parked in all kinds of places. They're just not going to go. Come up to go under some bridges, and there's people pulled up under the bridge at a 45. They backed in at a 45-degree angle, and they're just sitting there trying to ride this out. Because of the sudden, it's a flood, basically. I'm in four-wheel drive, and I'm just punching through it. Boom. Out of there. None of the pickup trucks were having any issues, but then I saw a bunch of them parked under it. But I became aware of the fact that, you know, okay, I'm sitting here. This is not really a big deal. But it doesn't matter if it's a really big deal, because I have to actually, I also have to play off the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are panicking. So, and I had my little pistol with all the various ammo backups and everything else, but I got to thinking that maybe a slightly bigger carry gun would be okay, a standard. And see, I happen to think the Glock 45 for that size platform with the shorter slide but the full size grip, I think that is the sweet spot. What do you think of that?
I would like that. Yeah, I definitely would. And like I said before, I got the macro. I was a Glock guy.
Well, I mean, the macro you have is basically that form factor. What do you have, a 17-round magazine and a very small, compact package?
Yep, exactly.
Now, most of the other gun companies will not design another gun around that. They'll just design it with a shorter barrel and a shorter slide. And, to that end, that's why I like that package. So I decided to revisit something. I decided to revisit two guns, Walther PDP, FN-509. I like the 509. Our mutual buddy, Coley on the War, loves them. I talked to him about these on the phone last time I talked to him. And, but I shot him with that $10,000 pistol, so I got rid of them the very next day. I was like, these are no good. These are just garbage. So this time I went out and I got one of each again, and I went to the range and I discovered that I can shoot them.
You say can't or can't?
Can shoot them. I can shoot them. And when I say I can shoot them, that means I'm hitting center mass exactly where I'm aiming.
Okay.
Which sometimes I cannot do with an out-of-the-box Glock. I can do it when they shave the grip down a little bit. So obviously it's about the grip angle in my hands. And so I did that. I did a video about those two. And then in the video, I was asked to compare the FN-509 to the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0, which I didn't have one of those, but I decided to get one of those to make this comparison with this gun. But then I decided to do something else that I've never done with any of the guns that I've ever compared. And it was because of one common denominator that is so stupid you're going to laugh at it. But I will tell you about that in the next segment, okay?
All right.
MGS Trade School. This is where Zeke plies his trade. It is mgs.edu. This is where you can learn a new profession. And it's not going to break the bank. It's not going to, I mean, you've spent more money on decent used cars. This is something that's going to change your life. And it's in the gun industry is still a growing industry. It's not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
MGS.edu, go check them out. We'll be right back. We're geeking out with Zeke Stouts. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Zeke Stout as we geek out with him. And we just come to the part where I decided to do this comparison with the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0, which I had never shot one of those, and the FN 509, which I had the very, very base model. Okay?
Gotcha.
So I discovered something. I bought this inside the waistband holster, old leather holster made by, I don't remember by who. And I bought it for a the Springfield XDM or XD something, right?
Okay.
Big gun. It was a big gun, right? I got it, and I just couldn't stand it, so I got rid of it. I don't know why I got it, and I certainly didn't hang on to it long enough to sit back and try to find its attributes. So, but I had the holster for it. I discovered that the holster fit both the FN 509 and the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0. So I said, okay. So when I went out on the range this time, instead of me just shooting steel and everything, we put up a paper target. You know, male silhouette, human silhouette, whatever. Don't want to be sexist. The pronouns were he. He was up there. And
there you go.
I decided to put a camera on the target and a camera on me as I shot. And I decided to shoot both of these guns from a concealment posture. And I wasn't sitting there with my hands up or anything. I'm just talking to the camera, and then I just suddenly snatched the gun out and put it on target. I was amazed at how good I was with the FN 509. I wasn't that bad with the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0.
Right.
But the FN 509, which, you know, the gun itself, when you get it out of the box and everything, if you're in a gun store and you're like doing that trigger pull, trigger reset thing that everybody seems to think that's the measure of what a good gun is, you're going to be disappointed. You're not going to like it at all.
Yep.
Because it is very unremarkable, that trigger. But When I called Fisher and I said, "So what do you do to the triggers on your FN 509s?" He said, "Nothing. I just pull them. Give it a minute and let it work its way out, and it'll get into the groove, and it will, you know, which means let it grind itself down to where it's going to move back and forth fairly easy."
Right.
Which is a thing with all machines. All machines with a little bit of wear actually are going to wear in the way that's going to make them run a little bit better. If it doesn't break them.
Nope.
So that's what I had done with this gun, because like I fired like 700 rounds through it in the space of 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed. I mean, I was shooting at speed, dumping the magazine in the face at 11 yards.
Dang.
Quick. I'll send you the two videos I made of that. It's me talking to the camera, and then you can hear me talking to the camera. And yeah, there were some shots that were like, one was up in the top of his hairline, the other one was in the middle of his face. But if I'm in a gunfight, I'm going to win the gunfight. I'm not really worried about is every round going in something the size of a dime.
Right. So, well, it's funny that you say that about people going in the shops and pulling the trigger and checking the reset, right?
Yeah.
I think part of that is as you're learning to shoot, because I'm guilty of it, as you're learning defensive fundamentals of shooting, you know, one of the things you start to notice with different, you know, higher-end guns is that reset is so crisp and the trigger is so crisp and you think, oh, this is great. But as you actually start shooting different brands and different models and everything else, you realize that physics is going to be different with every gun based on the design, grip angles, slide weight. I mean, everything from, you know, bore axis to even the stippling on it, you know, whatever the factory stippling is might make the physics slightly different than what you're used to. Then everybody's got different size hands. Everybody's got different strengths in their hands and arm lengths and everything else. So pulling a trigger and letting it reset, you know, I don't want to make fun of anybody that, you know, oh, this is the gun I want because it's got an awesome trigger and reset. But it's almost laughable once you get into shooting. And I say that with the kindest way I could possibly say that. I say laughable just because when you get into anything, whether it's a sport or shooting or anything that you do frequently and you train with, 3 years after you get into it, you look back at some of the stuff you did and you laugh at it. So yeah, I definitely know what you're saying. You know, just because it's got a good trigger and reset does not mean it's going to be a good gun, because the physics is going to be so different. And I guarantee you, stuff that I like to shoot and I shoot well may not shoot well for you because your hand size or grip strength or anything like that is going to make things different. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, one thing, like with Fisher, for example, Fisher's got big hands like you've got big hands, and Fisher can shoot any gun, any grip angle, well.
Yeah.
Good group, fast, speedy. On control, he's talking to himself, push that one left. You know, he's constantly evaluating every shot he does. At the same time, he doesn't do a trigger reset.
Yep.
If you watch his hand when he's shooting at speed, you would accuse him of slapping the trigger. But what he has done is he has decided over the course of time that it is easier to maintain the same sort of press on the trigger if you come off the trigger and get a fresh press each time. It's better than it is to try to maintain that same press throughout a magazine because your hand's going to move.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, that's one of the things that I've taken one class with him. I sort of embrace that part of it. I think the trigger reset is a good foundational thing to think about with somebody that's shooting. But I also think if they start shooting long enough, like any other martial art, they're going to shape the technique to fit their hand.
Right. It's a good fundamental exercise to know, because let's be real, in the you know what hits the fan situation, you may run out of ammo and there's some gun laying on the ground. You have to grab it, pick it up, and utilize it. You may have to pull the trigger a different way or something to make it work for you. I think it's a good fundamental thing to have in the back of your head, the reset. But yeah, I'm going to admit, I don't go to reset every time because sometimes I'm shooting and sometimes I'm in, a course of fire and I'm doing certain things and I'm not thinking, oh, go to reset. Okay, now pull. Go to reset. Now squeeze. Reset. Now squeeze.
Right. Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, God, I want to win this match, or, oh, God, I want to get my training perfect, or, God forbid, I ever have to deal with it. Yeah. Oh, God, I want to be the one that stays alive in the shootout.
Indeed. So, I mean, with that, and I wouldn't have, well, you know what, we'll get to that in just a minute. We'll get to that in just a minute, because we're coming up on the next break. MGS Trade School, this is where Zeke puts the stuff out there. This is where you can change your life. If you have thought about...
I have been called Steve Fisher many times. It's okay.
Yeah, well, you both sort of have the same sort of... I guess that, maybe at 300 yards you could be confused. Anyway.
But yeah, MGS
Trade School. Change your life.
Yeah.
Change what you do for a living. You're not going to break the bank. You're going to be making money at it faster than you think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The COVID-era policy Title 42 that allowed migrants to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border ends at midnight. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham warns the surge of illegal immigrants could lead to another terrorist attack.
How hard would it be for somebody to get into this crowd of people that's a terrorist to kill a bunch of us? So this is catastrophic. The people in charge of securing our border should be fired.
Top Pentagon officials are warning of the impact a debt default would have on the U.S. military.
We won't, in some cases, be able to pay our troops with any degree of predictability. And that predictability is really, really important for us.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said a default could benefit China, America's biggest adversary. The 76ers take on the Celtics in NBA playoff action tonight, trying to force a Game 7. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Zeke Stout. We are geeking out. Mainly, I'm geeking out because of a discovery that I made. I'll tell you, the other thing that I did is that I did this with these guns, and I mean, I didn't put a flashlight on them. I didn't put an optic on them. I just pulled them out and stuck them out there with a steel sight and just ran them from a holster. Most of the time, I don't do this. When I'm doing a review, I'm not using a holster. From here on out, I think that's what I'm going to do, though.
Okay.
If I have a holster for him, but, you know. I only discovered this because I was looking at this inside the waistband leather holster, old school, you know. I was like, wow, this thing's big. I wonder if it'll take. It takes literally every gun I own except for a big revolver that won't fit in it. So it'll take it and hold it. It's got open on one end. So if you got like a threaded barrel or something on the end of the gun, it's gonna carry it with no issues. So, yeah, there you go. But I wouldn't have known it if I hadn't. I wouldn't have known how good I was with this particular gun if I had not done this drill, which makes me now question every trigger I pulled up to this point. I'm not gonna look back, and I'm not looking back. But I mean, now you know, it just makes me wonder.
Yeah. Understandable. It's funny though that when you do certain things, you think you've got this stock gun that's not going to be as good as this other, you know, mid-level high tier gun.
Right.
But then all of a sudden you shoot it and you're like, oh, okay. That's kind of the way I was with the VP9 when it first came out.
You know, the VP9, I know they've redone that. And that'll probably be another gun that I revisit. Although I'm not going to revisit it to the degree of actually building out like a little system of it with a bunch of mags and holsters and everything else. Because I think I'm just going to settle down with this particular FN 509. Because this is what I did. The day after I did that video, where I compared the two of them, and I decided it was going to be the FN 509, I took the box stock FN 509, I took the box stock Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0, and I went and traded it on the 509 Tactical.
Okay.
It came with all the magazines, the slightly better trigger, the infinitely better sights. It is optics ready if I decide to go that way. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that. Still has the same profile as the other gun did. Feels the same, but it just came like it comes with. You want to know what makes it tactical?
Makes it tactical.
It has a threaded barrel, and it comes with 24 round magazines.
Okay, so you put a silencer on it.
If I had one. I wanted the gun for the better, slightly better trigger, right? And the better sights. Because I'm not a big fan of taking a gun that isn't tore up and cut up and cutting it up and doing things to it. So rather than do that to the stock gun, I just wanted one that was already set up for it. And this one is optics ready, so if I decide to go, I actually wanted the MRD, but they didn't have one of those. So I got the tactical one. So.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah. And it's, I've got the holster for it, and I'm going to carry it. And I can carry it with a 17-round magazine in the gun and back it up with a 24-round magazine in my belt.
There you go.
That should not be a bad little hauler. So if I get a few more 24-round mags, I could supply, I could substitute the way I do things with my Glock systems. I could do that with this FN 509 system. And then at the same time, if I shoot somebody with it, then it's not a custom gun made for me by a guy personally that is sitting in the police lockup. So there you go. So, but on the other hand, and I just told Paul Markle this, I envy people that have settled on one gun. I envy people that have settled on one gun because they're probably really, really good with it.
Yeah. I don't know that I ever got really, really good. The thing I carried the longest was a Glock 19. Probably 8 years I carried that thing. I don't know that I got really, really good. I mean, I was proficient with it. I wasn't like master class to feel a competitive term, but I knew that if I had used it, I would be competitive. That's kind of.
I'm losing you there.
Did you lose me?
You just got awful quiet and everything with what you were saying.
Oh. Did you hear what I said?
Say it again. Say it again just so we get it.
No, I was just saying that I don't think I was like master level class to feel a competition shooting thing, but I was proficient with a Glock 19, but I wasn't like really, really good with it, Like I don't know. I guess I really can't say that because I didn't compete with it or ever have to utilize it in a self defense situation. But I feel confident enough that if I was carrying the Glock 19, I could handle myself, handle my business. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. The last time I came anywhere near that was when I wasn't doing anything at all in the gun industry. I was just a guy that owned a gun, and I had a Smith & Wesson M&P 4509.
Mm.
And I shot, I practiced with that gun weekly at an indoor range, and I shoot 100 rounds at a time, and that gun, it just ran. I could draw a face on a target with it. It was just that good. And I ran it till it was, till it was mine.
Yeah.
I don't even know I can't remember to this day why I got rid of it. Of course, finding one today just wouldn't work out. That wouldn't, I'm pretty sure any of them that are out there today are pretty much worn out. I'm sorry that I got rid of the one I had, though. I'll say that.
So are you officially carrying your FN now?
Yes.
Are you just, okay.
Yes.
It's official.
It's official.
Until next week, right?
No, I don't think so. I think, well, first of all, at the radio station that I'm at, one of my sponsors there is a diet company, so I've been on their diet, and I've lost 35 pounds.
Heck yeah, congratulations.
So now, all of a sudden, for me, concealed carry is much easier to do. So now, concealed carry with any size gun is not as nearly as uncomfortable as it was when I had all that fat pressing out against it and pushing it, you know, pushing it at the top, pushing it into the nerve on my hip. So that's sort of vanished at this point. So yeah, carrying the gun.
I feel your pain on that
one. Say again.
I said I feel your pain on that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to lose another 50.
I'm down to where I want to get down another maybe 20, maybe 15, and I'll be happy. But a lean 15, not skinny.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? But you know what? We're coming up on the last break, so real quick, mgs.edu. This is where you go. If you're sitting around and you're saying, this is not really what I want to be, this is not really what I want to do, I'd like to try this. This is a way to do it. This is a trade. Now, and some of these gunsmiths, they make above the median income quite easily. And, well, you know, this is just something, like anything else, if you apply yourself to it, MGS Trade School makes it easy for you to become that certified gunsmith, all right there in the comfort of your own home. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here we are talking. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Zeke Stout as we geek out with him.
As we were talking about MGS as we left.
Yes.
Another thing that you can utilize our school, if you want to just take the basic course, if you're wanting to, you know, let's say you've been an accountant at a software firm for 20 years, but you're passionate about guns and you really want to get into the gun industry. You know, our basic course can kind of help you get a leg up on that. Because you're going to learn firearms basics, repair, cleaning, stuff like that. And it looks good on a resume. Because if you're an accountant and you want to jump into the firearms industry, it's a little bit tougher with no background in it. But if you got a little education on it, they'll like that.
Yeah.
Just a little pointer.
Do you guys,
sure when you go, you say you heard about it on Lock and Load Radio.
Absolutely. with this, once somebody actually goes through your curriculum, can you help them find a job? Do you have that kind of a hookup?
Yes. Yes and no. We are in the process of building a part of our website that's going to have a job. What's the word I'm looking for?
Referral?
Career center.
Career center. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like Indeed or Monster.com, where we'll post jobs as companies will say, hey, we're looking for this, that, or the other, and we'll post the job for them. So that'll be a cool thing that I want to have done by the end of this year. But then also, we've had three companies this year reach out and say, hey, we're looking for people. Can you send this out to your alumni and your students? And we do it all the time. So yes, it's not an official thing just yet, but we absolutely do that. You know, companies reach out all the time for it.
So, is gunsmithing something that can be done remotely? Can some of these guys get jobs and just have them? I guess they'd have to have their own FFL, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I know a lot of gunsmiths that take in guns from all over the country, but you do have to have your FFL to be able to transfer them in and stuff.
But, I mean, that's obviously something that is doable. That's something that does happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Happens all the time.
One thing about a gunsmithing, if you decide to send your gun to a gunsmith, you do not have to go through an FFL, right? You can do it. You can just straight ship it to them if you can get them to ship it from what you're probably going to have to go to a hub. But you can just straight ship it to them, right?
That's a good question. I don't know that you could do that.
I think
I know if I want to ship a gun to you, I have to go to an FFL.
Indeed.
And have them ship it to your FFL.
That's right. But if I own the gun, right, and I want to ship it to an MGS trade school trained gunsmith, and he has an FFL, I should be able just to ship it to him myself, and he ships it straight back to me. I've had that done a couple of times. I don't know if that, you know, with the ever fluid liquid thing that is ATF, I don't know that that's actually still allowed to happen.
That's one that I do not want to answer and be wrong.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I want to tell you now, I've had now 7 requests for this, okay? In my carry the gun thing, everybody wants to know if I'm going to review the backpack that you wanted to send to me.
I have got it right here. I finally dug it out. I had to go to my girlfriend's office, where I have a lot of my stuff still in boxes from when I moved to Memphis.
Okay.
And I dug through about 10 boxes, and of course, guess which box it was in? The last one.
Well, I mean, I will buy that from you if you will just ship it to me, and then we can haggle over the price and all the other nonsense, and, you know. If you get out there and say, well, this belonged to me, Zeke Stout, do you know what that makes it worth there, Frady? Do you know how many thousands of dollars this is worth if I sell it to you, Frady?
If I autograph it, I'll have to pay you to take it.
I think you ought to get your smiling face engraved on the flap.
Just get a little stitching done.
And if somebody says, what kind of bag is that? I'll be like, this is my Stout bag.
Yeah.
Don't ask no questions. Just enjoy it. It's my Stout bag. This pops up. It hasn't popped up all the time. It's only been like 7 requests. Everybody, I don't even know why they want me to review it, because I think they're doing away with it. You probably have the original one, right?
I do. I have the original one when he
Which
first,
they now are selling at a markdown price. And even if I get out there and I give it a sterling review, pretty soon it's not going to be there. You're going to have to be looking at the new one. I'll know nothing about that. This is just... The only reason you're getting rid of it is just not big enough for all the stuff you got to carry around on a daily basis, right?
Pretty much it.
Yeah. So I'm just looking for a bag that if I have to stuff my video camera into it, I can. I use a big... Well, I don't use a big camcorder. I use the smallest camcorder made that will film 4K 60 in the United States. And it's much smaller than the really big production camcorders are.
Right.
But the reason I like it is I put it on auto and it gets the lighting right all the time. It gets the ISO right all the time and it's on focus all the time.
Nice.
And it has a zoom lens on it. I don't have to carry a bunch of lenses. The battery lasts for a good long time. I carry one spare battery and a monopod and I am cooking. Sets up in 5 seconds. I don't have to sit there and go, I have to now go ahead and do the black balance and everything. I don't have to do none of that. I just throw it a pop. I am Cecil B. DeMille. So, you know. cooking with fire. So, that's what I'm looking for in a backpack. And I think maybe this one might do it. It might be a little small. We'll see. But one thing that I will say, even with this backpack, which has a really good concealed carry pocket on it, doesn't it?
It does. Got a little back. It's a back pocket thing. And the thing I like about it is when you swing, let's say you've got a holster in there. When you swing it around from your back to your front, you just ram your hand in there. You got the gun. You pop it out. And you're ready to rock and roll.
See, the thing I like about this pack, the look of this pack, I've got 2 Vertex slingbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those things creak. And it's not a solid strap. It's attached, right? And it's not a buckle. It's some little round thing that pops into another little round thing. And it creaks as you walk. And that's a stupid reason. That's my terminology. I went to...
A little round thing that fits in another little thing.
I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, that explains
When it comes to being the physics guy, I'm the guy. It creaks because it's the round thing popping in the round thing. But it does. It creaks, and it makes me wonder if is that a weak point on the bag? If I, you know, they have those big tabs on it that you snatch it around to do the draw, and then you draw that big tab across, and you get to the gun. What if I do that and that creaking connection just breaks and the backpack falls off of me as I'm pulling it around?
That would not be a good situation to be in.
No, and that the bag we're talking about, the what is it called, the man pack? The man pack is just a solid strap, right? And it still pulls around the same way.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's why I want to try it and everything. And then it's your fault. You're the one that made the suggestion there. Now everybody wants me to review it. It's your fault, not mine.
We'll get it done.
You're the one that said, you're the one that made that suggestion.
I wouldn't say I'd do it today, but the post office closes in 15 minutes.
Well, you know, we're all constrained by things like that. So it's a
whole time thing.
Jeez. I'm also thinking I might use that as a miniature get-home bag, too. But we'll see. You think I could pack enough stuff in there to make a little get-home bag out of it?
Depends on what you want to pack in there. It definitely fit a little mini med kit, your gun, probably an emergency blanket or two. Yeah, you make some food. That feels doable.
Yeah. We're going to see. We're going to see. Very coming soon. The review which Mr. Stout put in place, but only just recently dug it out of the box. MGS Trade School, if you're looking to make a change, a positive change in your life, very comprehensive. These guys are they're with you every step of the way. You're going to be a gunsmith when you get done. Not certified to be a gunsmith, not just on paper, you're actually going to physically be a gunsmith. Well worth your time, doesn't cost as much as a used car, going to be very easy to pay back, and you're going to be making money. You're going to be in the black before you know it, once you start with them. MGS.edu. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
You're welcome.
Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.